Good evening. My name is Connie Solari, and I've been a member of the permanent community just for the past 3 years. I have, however, known Nancy Greenfield since 1972. So when she asked me last fall if I would participate in one of the small prayer groups, I hesitated to say no. I did make her promise that the group would include a young friend who I was sure was interested. I should be honest and admit that participating in such a group was something I would never have seen myself doing. Now I see it as something that I can't imagine myself not doing. Our group numbered 8, a diverse group of women whose ages ranged across 5 decades. We were from several different countries, had pursued different kinds of professions, and found ourselves in very different places in our faith journeys. We gathered at the beautiful home of our group leader, who that first evening had prepared us a delicious soup and opened a couple bottles of wine. Then we settled in for our first conversation, which began with a meditation on the next week's gospel, and then spun us into a number of astonishing places. I think we were all surprised by what happened in that hour and in the meetings that followed, by how easily we opened up to and learned from one another, by how deeply we came to understand the complex power of the gospel and its application for our lives. We always closed with a communal prayer that brought us together in a moment of quiet synergy that I can't quite describe. By the final session, we couldn't stand the thought of it ending, so we vowed to gather for at least one follow-up meeting soon. One of us even developed an online site to allow us to continue conversations about the upcoming gospels. And we definitely all plan to resume our weekly meetings during Lent. I strongly encourage you to participate. I can almost promise that what might seem like one more time commitment in an already too busy life will become a source of energy and renewal and even great joy. If you're interested, please meet with Nancy Greenfield just below the angel after Mass. And if you can't stay this afternoon, contact her at the email address in the bulletin. Thank you.